Hello, we're back.
Hey, everybody. It's Gretchen and Camille with Starting Over Series. We are back. You've been kind of under the weather.
Oh, we kind of a little bit. Yeah, I had a little facial. And so if you can see a little two-tone, I had my decollete and my face done. It was an experience.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. We'll talk about it on Back Home Beauty, but yeah. Bless her heart.
I was a burn victim.
Oh, my goodness. But we're glad you're back. I think more than anything, Camille, you were like, I'm going stir crazy because you couldn't go anywhere.
Well, yeah, I'm not used to being home. I'm like, and I have phone clients, but I'm like, no, I don't. I get going.
Camille's
out
like.
The door. Yeah.
You were organizing stuff in your house.
I did.
Yeah.
I got some stuff clean and organized, and people are like, oh, yay. I'm like, shut your mouth. don't encourage me. Don't say a word or I'll quit doing it.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're so glad that you're back and you're okay. You look beautiful. We were talking last time. We've done a couple series on recognizing oppressive situations or oppressive people.
Correct.
And, you know, I know in my life, even though I have been through my share of those kind of people.
Yes.
I still am amazed at how they all come in different flavors.
Oh, yeah.
So even when you think
you know
you're safe and you know and you've learned your lesson.
Honey, they're looking for you. They're looking for you. You know, I think you said to me today, why am I still attracted? I said, look, the truth is if you're beautiful, if you're successful, if you have talent, trust me, someone is looking to exploit you. That's just the nature of the beast. I'm sorry. So
well, that covers, I mean, a lot of people, you know, y'all.
It does.
There's a lot of talented, a lot of beautiful, a lot of smart people. But you did say something that made me feel good. This one only took me 2 weeks to figure out.
Right. Check. She's like, and
right?
you figured it out before because you nailed it.
Yeah,
before.
You know what?
Then you let it go on a little bit, but you knew.
Yeah, there was a feeling that I had, mm-hmm. like, you know, there's something mm-hmm. off. Mm-hmm. There's something off. And it wasn't in my heart to be like, I'm so excited to talk to this person. It was just kind of like, you know, I don't have anything else going on. And then when the shit hit the fan, I was like, oh, well, I actually didn't pay attention to the promptings to be done.
Yeah.
To walk away. Yeah. That's on me, you know. And I think sometimes with any label of a personality, we're looking for that like really bad symbol.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, that person is horrible. And I see it coming. It's the little indiscreet, subtle ways
very subtle. Mm-hmm.
that are what you need to do to tune your tuner so that you are aware.
Yeah.
That
you
of
don't
where you are.
Go down that little rabbit hole with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think some of the red flags are. People that really try and get you sucked in real quickly to being personal real fast, right? It's like it's called love bombing. And, I think so much of you. And you know, they just try and make you feel real special. I'm kind of immune to compliments. I'm like, you know, if I don't know you and you're like, oh, my gosh, you're so whatever. I'm like, thank you, but I don't trust that unless I know you, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm not, people can't flatter me and get into my pants. You know what I'm saying? It's just not me. Or my purse. I just don't go there. I'm like, I appreciate that. But I do feel like people try and love bomb it. So love bombing is initial. Or they're, oh, I had a dream about you. You are somebody special. And I know I am. But, you know, don't. Again, if that's a racket, it's a way of selling me on something, right?
You know, and it's so funny. The word love bomb is not new. Camille and I certainly didn't come up with this. And I think sometimes, you know, love bombing comes in a lot of different forms.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I think, especially if somebody knows you, knows you, they know what your excitements are. They know what your interests are.
Your dream is.
And they're going to pull from mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. skew, right?
That's right.
But if you're talking to somebody new and they don't know you and all of a sudden just like out of the blue, you know, to me there was some love bomb happening and I was like, this person sounds ridiculous.
like that's
are
never going to be.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh. And those are the ones that are not. Those aren't the ones I think we're really talking about. We're talking about love bombing from people that know you. And that doesn't have to be a relationship. That can be from a parent.
Yeah.
That can be from a coworker.
Yeah.
You know, that can be from a lot of different things.
That's right. That's right. Well, but they're looking to see what gets a reaction out of you. To get their way, usually it's some sort of compliment. And if the compliment doesn't work, then they're going to, you know, give you, they're going to insult you. because they're looking for a reaction. So I do think if they can't insult you or peer pressure you into it, and if you say, I want to research what you're talking about, or, well, why would you need to do that? You can't think for yourself. So it's a guilt trip. And again, you don't even know these people. This is online. It's all strangers. But it's a manipulation to try and get you to do what they want you to do, which may be sign up for something or give them access to your accounts or money or even pictures of yourself. So it's always, just be careful. And even in real life, this happens. People just want something out of you.
You know, even with, we were talking about, you know, people that are love bombing you that you know, maybe in your family.
Yeah.
My kids made a comment one time about a guy that I had been dating. And they were like, yeah, he was such a love bomber to us. And
really?
I thought, oh, my gosh, he was. I didn't even think about it that way. But my kids picked up on it.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were like.
Trying too hard a little
bit? Yeah, they just felt like, you know, we aren't that easily bought.
Mm.
I think sometimes people that are very coming true. Across that way, they think their motives or their tricks are going to work. And maybe on a lot of people they do. But I know, like this last occurrence with me, my red flag was, oh, wait a second. You just complimented me and then you scolded me because I didn't give you the answer you wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Where does that come from? You know what I'm saying?
Because you didn't get the answer you wanted.
Right.
You see the manipulation. It's like, I'm not getting what I want here. And you almost wonder if, you know, I think there was some sort of question asked, well, who's that person? You know, we already had a conversation about this. So you always wonder if there's more than one person running a sting or an operation on you, right?
You guys, listen, what we're talking about here is not family. What we're talking about is if you have a business opportunity or a relationship dating type opportunity, even though you may have a video call where you see that is the legit person, right? You are actually talking to who they say they...
Which is wise to always have a video
always
call.
Always do.
Yeah.
But here's what we discovered. It's quite possible that somebody is the front man.
Right.
Okay, so they're going to choose somebody that looks the part, you know, and all of a sudden the guard goes down, especially for a woman, and they're like, okay, this is who I'm talking to. No. You could be talking to somebody else.
Right.
That they have used someone by their, maybe they already knew, like, yep, I'm the front runner.
Baked.
I'm going to use their profile. I'm going to use all their pictures. I'm going to send family pictures. You know, whatever it is that makes you think you're actually talking to that person, and you might not be.
Right. That's right.
That's scary.
Well, very scary. That's why. And you know, I will only order on trusted, like, place I've already ordered before, like Amazon or some sort of bookstore. I have been totally scammed on social media sites. So I like that. I'm going to go see if it's legit, and I'll research it before I order it. But I'll get it on some other site besides social media. I'm not saying all of it's like that, but I've had a couple of products. I'm like, I would never have bought that if it was, you know, it's like mesh instead of leather. Shut up. You can't return it. You know, it's like you're just out the money.
I know.
So
I know.
Scammed.
Hey, tell us some characteristics of what a love bomber is. What are something that we can look out for?
So a love bomber is someone who's up to, they have an agenda. You know, they have something they're trying to get out of you. And it's probably not because they love you. Okay. They want you for something. A lot of times, if you don't have a lot of money, you're just a beautiful woman or a beautiful man. You're going to be here. Everything you want to hear. You're beautiful. I can't live without you. You're amazing. You're going to hear the stuff you've never heard before. And you'll feel so valued by that person. And who doesn't want to be seen by their next partner like that, right?
Right.
So that kind of love bombing is to, again, disarm you, make you think you can trust them. And as soon as you trust and you're in and you love back and you're committed back, then they start to discard you. They start to dismiss you, or they're saying mean things, and you're kind of confused. You're like, wait a minute, this was not how we started, but they have an agenda to get you to trust them for some reason.
Mm.
Now, if they have, you know, sexual inappropriate stuff, or if they have some sort of compromised integrity, you're their beard. You're their front person, okay? So they want you to make them look credible or look good. So your goodness will be used against you because this person may have credibility issues, but you're trustworthy and you're honorable and you can pop in the room and people automatically like you.
Right.
So when that happens, you become you're their front person. Make sense?
I think sometimes people will go on your profile and they'll see what is your lifestyle like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they can become that part.
They try to be, yes.
They try to become that part. So you're like, oh, okay, well, we have things in common. Or, you know, whatever that might be. and they're just playing the part. Like, so we were talking about, you know, there is an agenda, and I think as a woman,
mm-hmm.
y'all listen to your gut.
Oh yeah.
Pay attention to your gut. Don't pay attention to compliments.
Nope.
Don't pay attention to gifts. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to your gut, because your gut is your guidance, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And when especially if this is a case where there's more than one person trying to get something from you, it's a group effort and you don't know it, run.
Run.
Run. Mm-hmm. Block, yeah. Delete, run, be done. There is no conversation left. No amount of apology can come from that situation, because their intent is not genuine.
No. Well, and if you find yourself defending yourself or thinking, I'm defending myself, and you feel like you're getting attacked, or your character is getting attacked, or you're being questioned. It's like, who the F is this to question me?
Right.
But if you're feeling like you're defensive, there's something off with that. You see what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. you know, that again, they're trying to get you on your back foot so that you're off balance, you're a little defensive, and then they're going to, again, manipulate you and tell you what to do. This is a form of interrogation.
It really is.
There's four ways people steal your power. You know, you think of an interrogator, like, you know, your dad or your mom, maybe when you're growing up, or a police officer, you're getting interrogated and you're having to answer questions and it's going rapid fire and you're feeling, you know, a little powerless. So interrogators, you know, they create aloof people, and aloof people kind of, they're holding things in, they don't share, they're quiet. So that dynamic is in relationships, but that's another way to steal power, is play aloof, just don't share. And then you've got people that are intimidating. So they're just going to stand there, fold their arms, look at you, you know, glare at you. But they're trying to intimidate you with their power or their knowledge, or, you know, well, I'm an expert in this field and I know Bitcoin and I know whatever. Like, and I'm not saying Bitcoin people are all that way, but there seems to be a little racket going on. But then these kind of people can intimidate you and steal your power. So someone that tries to, again, make you think that there's something more than you and you need them, that's something to run from right there.
I think, too, if you are in a situation and somebody keeps bringing up all they've done for you.
Oh, yes.
I've done this, as if whatever the behavior is that's caused the rift to begin with mm-hmm. is supposed to be overlooked mm-hmm. because of all these love bombs.
Mm-hmm.
No. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
It does not work that way. And so when somebody tries to justify a bad behavior,
mm-hmm.
and make you the reason,
yeah.
put the blame on you,
yeah.
and make it your problem, that is ricocheting off what actually happened.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, is the agenda all of a sudden is spun.
Yeah.
You know, and I know we've all had those conversations. We're like, wait a second, what are we talking
about? How is this
about
me now?
But pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to defend yourself.
Mm-mm.
You just have to know, okay, that's what this person is doing. I'm out.
Well, it's a trick. You know, if I can trick you into thinking that you're hurting me, you know, then that's the last way people steal your power, is they play the victim, the poor me, you know. So, and so if I can trick you into thinking you're wounding me, then I can guilt trip you into something I want.
Yes.
And then again, anything to manipulate your actions, to manipulate your behavior to giving me what I want.
Even if at the time, because this just happened to me,
yeah.
the conversation wasn't towards something that this person wanted, but this person was going to diffuse mm-hmm. what I was questioning, because later on down the road,
mm-hmm.
he was going to bring it up.
Well, and didn't you bring up earlier in the conversations, sounds like you're wanting this.
Yeah, it sounded like you're trying to sell me on something.
Uh-huh. And
they freaked out.
Yes.
Very defensive. Yeah. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh.
Nailed it.
Oh.
They doth protest too much. Have you heard that from Hamlet? They doth protest too much, which means obviously that's
you just button. Played your cards, like, buddy, and showed them all to me.
That's
right? Right? And you know what? Yeah. From that moment on,
you don't trust
him. I was like, eh. A genuine person.
Yeah.
Would say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, I can totally understand why you would think that, but that's not where I'm at.
No,
let's not even
all.
Talk about this. Like, you
right.
know what I'm saying? Not come at me like, you've offended me.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Because you nailed it.
Okay.
How can a woman, and you're a woman, how dare you?
Yeah. How,
I'm
how dare
that.
You? How dare you figure me out? Oh, my
right.
gosh.
That's
oh, my
right.
gosh. Wrapping up, Camille, what should people do?
Watch for, you need to watch for abnormal reactions. Like, you know, just, you need to have freedom of choice. You need to think for yourself. And when someone's kind of making you feel bad, sick, and wrong for what you're thinking and feeling, you should run. You have permission to think and feel and honor your intuition, y'all.
Absolutely.